Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contract. Our experienced partners are offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. You'll never pay another timeshare maintenance bill again, and all your obligations will be terminated. You can begin saving today. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your timeshare, call and see if we can help you. At the Timeshare Exit Hotline, we only accept payment after an agreement has been made to get you out of your timeshare. Make this complimentary free call and learn how our honest partners can help anyone, anywhere, legally get out of their timeshare nightmare.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi there, this is Joan Van Ark, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts, and welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that for this week is a radio talk show dedicated to the subject of Carl Reiner. Joining us right now to share a few memories of Carl Reiner is our friend Eileen Graff. Eileen Graff, singer-actress known around the world as Marcia Owens of Mr. Belvedere. Eileen, you not only knew Carl Reiner, but your dad, Jerry Graff, he served with Carl in the Army during World War II.
That's right. They were in a unit that was part of the United States Army called the Special Services, and their job during the war was to put on shows for the servicemen. Now, this was not the USO. This was actually part of the Army, and it was a great unit. It was full of some of the most talented people in America who found themselves in the services. Everybody did that then, and they wrote and put on these big shows, and they traveled around the South Pacific. They traveled around the islands and spent a lot of time in Hawaii putting on shows, and so that's what my dad did with Carl during the war.
Special services, that's a good example of the Army recognizes, okay, we've got people with talent, with entertainment. There would be a better use to the Army as entertainers. Which was great, which kept them out of harm's way and enabled us, you know, for Carl Reiner to live a very full life. But I understand that besides your dad, Jerry Graff, there were a lot of other famous people in that same special services unit.
That's right. If memory serves me correct, their, I don't know, commanding officer, I don't really know the terminology, was a very, very distinguished actor named Maurice Evans. And Alan Ludden was one of the, you know, Alan was very famous as the host of Password on TV, and he was married to Betty White. Alan was one of their top officers as well as Carl, and Howie Morris, who was, of course, one of Sid Caesar's players. And Hal David was in the unit with them also, you know, the famed lyricist who, with Burt Bacharach, wrote more hit songs than we can ever imagine. In fact, we're friendly with his widow, Eunice David, who's a wonderful, lovely woman and an author. And Hal called the house one day and said, did Jerry have any pictures or anything that I can use in this book? So they wrote a book about Hal and his life and his experiences, and we just went scouring through everything, and we found some old film and old recordings and old pictures of some of the stuff that they did and some of the songs that Hal wrote for the unit way back in the 40s. So it was, you're right, they recognized that they had talented people, and there was such a need for entertainment for the troops. You know, it was a terrible, terrible time. And they put this group together, and they did a fantastic job.
Eileen is being modest. Eileen also worked with Hal David. She starred in Promises, Promises, which Hal David wrote with Burt Bacharach.
That's right. Hal was the lyricist for Promises, and it was, you know, it just made us all feel happy that generationally this relationship was going on. And, you know, it was cool. You know, he worked with my dad during the war, writing songs and putting on shows, and then I got a chance to be in his Broadway show. So that was lovely. Hal was a wonderful, wonderful guy. He was so sweet and so smart and such a brilliant lyricist. We were very, very fond of him, and I'm still in touch with his widow, Eunice, and these relationships are very precious to me. It's the link to my dad.
Eileen Graff is on the line with us. She's sharing a few memories of her dad, Jerry Graff, and her longtime friend, Carl Reiner. Eileen's dad, Jerry Graff, was in the same special services unit as Carl Reiner during World War II. With so many stories about Carl coming out in the last week since his passing, to me, if I had to summarize Carl in 5 words, it was he was good at everything. And I'm not just talking about how talented he was as a writer and as a director, but I understand he was just genuinely good. I mean, he was a good person who helped people.
He was a really good guy. He always kept a place in his life for my father. They didn't see each other weekly or daily like, you know, Carl and Mel Brooks did. But every once in a while, he would have my dad over for lunch. And he was always so kind and so incredibly, incredibly funny. But you're right, a good guy. He adored his wife, Estelle. Adored her, and they were married forever, and he adored his children, and he raised really good kids. So he was always apparently the same guy, and his personality didn't change, and he wasn't bowled over by Hollywood. He was like a Bronx guy who happened to have this astonishing success, but at heart so sweet and so kind. And I mean, we would see him every once in a while, like, you know, we'd run into each other at the music center or something, and he would say, oh, I saw you on Pyramid the other night, you did really well. and that would keep me going for days, you know. Just, Carl saw me on TV, and he said I did a good job. You know, he was one of those people that you just wanted his approval. As you said, just he was good at everything, and especially good at being a human being.
I loved that, not only that he enjoyed seeing you on the Pyramid show, but that he liked Pyramid, because I know that Carl watched Jeopardy, and I know that Jeopardy is considered, you know, the quote-unquote brainy game show, but to me, Pyramid, you got to be fast, and you got to be quick on the draw, even more so than on Jeopardy. I mean, you really got to be a smart, fast player to play Pyramid.
Well, Pyramid was my favorite game to play, one of the biggest perks of being on a regular on a TV show back in the day was that you had the opportunity to be on the game shows, and Pyramid was the only one of the game shows that you had to audition for. None of the other shows required their so-called celebrities to audition, but it was done in a very low-key, social kind of way. It was like, come stop by the producer's apartment. We'll just play the game. You know, we want to make sure that you understand. But it was an audition for sure. So if you got past that Pyramid audition and you were allowed to be on Pyramid, that was a big deal. And it also meant that all the other game shows would just grab you because they knew that you passed your Pyramid audition, so that you were good enough to play all the other games. So, it was so much fun.
Eileen Graff is on the line with us. She's sharing a few memories of her friend Carl Reiner, also sharing a few memories of appearing on the various Pyramid shows. Eileen Graff, of course, star of Mr. Belvedere. I understand that the cast of Mr. Belvedere got together via Zoom not too long ago. I imagine that was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh, it was great. We were all supposed to go back east together to an autograph show, which, of course, was canceled because of the virus. And we felt that we should do something for the fans. We'd never done anything like that before. So we got organized and did a Zoom fan event last month, and it was just great. We had a wonderful time. We had a lot of people show up for our webinar. We laughed for hours and really got to appreciate all over again the special time that we had when we were together.
Of course, one of the benefits, if you can call it a benefit, of the lockdown, of things being the way they are right now, Eileen, is ordinarily Bob Uecker would not have been available to take part in this because he'd be busy, you know, calling games for the Brewers. But because, you know, everything's shut down at the moment, Bob was able to participate.
He was, and we were so proud of him. he had Tracy, who played my daughter on the show, her boyfriend is a whiz when it comes to all the Zoom things. And the two boys, Rob Stone and Bryce Beckham, also, they're technical. I mean, they are of their generation. They know how to do everything. So Bob and his wife, Judy, got a lesson in Zoom and how to make it all work. And there he was. I mean, they figured it out, and you're absolutely right. There's no way he would have been able to go to New Jersey for a fan event. It's just not part of his life, his schedule. But he certainly could carve out an hour and a half to sit at home and do a Zoom with the fans. And we really appreciated the effort it took to learn a new technology and to make sure the computer was working right. And he was hilarious. He did a great job.
Now, ordinarily, Eileen, you would be getting ready for the fall semester of Making the Song Your Own, which is the vocal performance workshop that you do a couple times a year to help students learn how to sing in a stress-free environment. In light of are you still going to do the workshop, but only virtually, or is that still in the works?
You know, what we're doing is, and what we've been doing since this all started, actually, is we invited our students to just join us every other week on Zoom, and we're just getting together. And I'm not really teaching because it's very hard to do. And I have colleagues that are actually doing their regular teaching online, and my hat's off to them. But we're getting together, we're chatting about how we're feeling, and then everybody is singing the song so that we're maintaining our singing, even though we can't all be together. Mm-hmm. And singing is one of the most deadly things you can do, unfortunately, so I don't know when we are going to be able to be together again. But for now, this is working. They get an assignment. We're working on different kinds of songs, so every time we meet, I say, you have to do a song like this or a song like that, and they have to... You know, so although I'm not doing my individual teaching the way I usually do, we are still including music in our lives, and we are still getting together. So that's the best we can do right now, and everybody seems to be enjoying it.
To keep up with Eileen Graf, go to eileengraf.com, eileengraf.com. You can also follow Eileen on Facebook. Eileen, thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your day to share a few memories of Carl Reiner.
Well, thank you for having me, and we're going to miss Carl. The whole world is going to miss Carl and the comedy genius that he brought to us. So thank you for featuring him, and take good care.
We will carry over our tribute to Carl Reiner into our second hour. We will hear from Loretta Swit, Moosey Dreyer, Rosalind Kine, and a few other surprise guests. We'll share some memories of Carl Reiner, plus Tony and Donna will be back for some final thoughts on the Dick Van Dyke Show, as well as Reiner's film career and his legacy in general. All that and more coming up when we come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Day George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised third edition, the complete history of the Rockford Files. on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com.
You can listen to this show all over again as a podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, TuneIn, Apple Podcast, and wherever podcasts are found. Best of all, it's free. To subscribe to the TV Confidential podcast, go to the homepage at televisionconfidential.com and click Subscribe Now.
Become a TV Confidential confidant and receive unlimited access to the last 5 years of TV Confidential, plus other members-only content. To find out more, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant. Enter the coupon code CONFIDENTIAL when you sign up, and you'll receive $5 off your first month's membership. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, Alexa, play TV Confidential. Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.